Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Bretterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, couple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. We got Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia coming up at the bottom of the hour. MLB opening day edition. This will be a lot of fun, so you definitely want to keep it locked for that. And then ending off the show, last segment, Rob and I will make our official MLB predictions, our World Series pick, of course, as well as MVPs and Cy Young winners in the two leagues. That'll be a lot of fun. But we'll start here, Rob. Let's go back to the NBA. And again, Boston. Gosh, they might beat these boys by 40. It is 98-61, and I'm on a delay. So it's actually 100-61, 4 minutes left in the second half. Wow. And I get it. It's one game, Rob. We saw Memphis beat Golden State by 50 in the playoffs last year, right? And Memphis or Golden State ended up winning that series anyway. So it's just one game, but what a performance. And the question is this a message sent to the Bucks? Does it give Boston a little psychological edge over them should they meet in the playoffs? But Rob, last night in another big game in the Western Conference, the LA Clippers, no Paul George, of course, he's out with the knee injury, and no Kawhi Leonard.
Normally, that means that means an L against the Memphis Grizzlies.
Right, that means no W.
Am I right?
Yes, but last night, with Russell Westbrook having what many are calling a throwback performance, they beat the Grizzlies 141 to 132. And Rob, Westbrook's numbers 36 points, 10 dimes, 4 rebounds. And get this, he shot 5 for 5 from 3-point land. Rob, that is the first and only time in his NBA career that he has taken at least 5 3-pointers in a game and hit them all. First time in his career, I would venture to say it's the first time in his life. Certainly, I mean, college, he wasn't a big scorer at UCLA. Maybe high school, obviously, the line is shorter. I guess that's possible, but it might be the first time in his life he was ever that hot. And he led him to a victory. What were your takeaways from that?
Well, I mean, you got him. If you can get a night or two, a couple of them in a playoff run, Chris, where you get some extra oomph from somebody, that was just that's a throwback. Like, no way did I expect that. Not with those two guys out. Memphis had won, what, Chris, 7 in a row?
Like At home, they had a huge win streak.
Yeah.
Overall, I don't know what the overall streak was, but at home, I think it was 12. Straight. I'll find out what the overall streak was. But, yeah, they've been playing good basketball.
Yeah. I mean, I just thought, like.
Yeah, they had won 7 straight.
Yeah, 7. That's what I thought. Yeah, so just 12 straight at home. So, yeah, that was a moment for Westbrook, and I'm sure he felt good, and I'm sure the Clippers felt even better that they could get that win in that situation and have them feel good about him.
They got to stay in the playoffs.
Right.
I mean, you know, not fall into the play-in.
Right. That's why that was a huge win for them.
Right, right. I took away something from it, Rob. And what I took away is that, number one, if Westbrook has the ball and is, like, the best player on his team, he can still – I don't think – him having a big night was an aberration. I said it when he was with the Lakers. This is Russell Westbrook.
Right.
It's not that his game has declined that much, if even at all. It is that he is not in a good situation for himself. And last night, look, I'm not saying he could lead a team deep into the playoffs as the number one guy, but he probably could lead you to the play-in. Not that that's something to shout about, but, I mean, if Charlotte or some other – I mean, we saw Washington. Now, they got Bradley Beal, but, you know, he led them to the playoffs, average a triple-double. Like, a bad team, and it's his show, he could probably get you in the play-in and put up huge numbers and maybe even still average a triple-double. But, Rob, as the second guy, I think he can also be effective like he was with Durant. He was the second guy. And Durant was the first guy. And they didn't win a championship, but that was a really good team.
Right.
And I just don't think he's built to be a third guy. Because a third guy doesn't have the ball in his hands. A third guy doesn't get volume, you know, a volume amount of shots, like a lot of shots, where he can get into a rhythm, work through slumps. And Westbrook's game, his skill set is just not built for role playing. So I think if he's your third guy, which he is with the Clippers, Rob, I think you got to bring him off the bench so that you can, you know, put him in the situations where for those, you know, the bulk of his 28 minutes on the floor, he's with the second unit and he is the man. Or he's with Kawhi or Paul George, not both,
but
for the most part, and he's, you know, able to play his game.
But they need him right now. PG's hurt, right? And
Kawhi will be back. I mean, Kawhi just, you know, I don't know if it was a back-to-back, but, you know, Kawhi is fine.
Right, right. No, he's healthy, but I'm saying.
But they're 3-1 without Paul George because Westbrook's been playing pretty good.
And that's what I mean, right.
Second role.
Exactly. As the second banana, the Robin, whatever you want to call it. But they need him right now. And if you're the Clippers, you got to feel like, okay, this is why we went out. I know it was an ugly start. Chris, what did they lose their first 5 games or something with them?
Yeah.
It was not a pretty picture. And people were like, oh, God, why'd you get that guy? And then he has a night of turn back the clock. So Westbrook, he could write a good story, Chris. We talked about it before. There's a story to be written if he could perform. And I'm not like this every night. Don't get me wrong. I'm not even trying to act like he's going to do this.
No.
But if he can play well and do some stuff and help the Clippers, I mean, it could change the way people look at him. Is that fair?
Well, I don't think they're using him right. I really don't.
How would you use him? How would you
When Paul George is there, when they're healthy, I would bring him off the bench. If you want to start him, okay, but I think he's built for those middle minutes. I would not, in most nights, finish with him because he's not a good decision maker. And on that team, he's going to have the ball in his hands. And so I don't like them finishing with him, and I don't even think they needed to start him. They were rolling without him before the trade or before they picked him up. Terrence Mann was starting, and, you know, not that he's a true point guard, but they don't really need one. Russ ain't a true point guard. So, I don't like the way they're using him. But you're right. We'll see how it works out. Interesting thing last night that took place, though, Rob. Westbrook tried to have a fan kicked out of the arena. Rob G, come in, explain what happened, because he wasn't successful, but explain what happened.
Yeah, well, Russell Westbrook was very successful on the floor. He had a fantastic game, as you guys mentioned. Unsuccessful in getting this Grizzlies fan ejected, though. According to the New York Post, who interviewed the young man, his name is Benjamin Orgel.
Orgel, I use that on my teeth.
Exactly. So according to the New York Post, Orgel was yelling at Westbrook from his seat. And at one point, Westbrook was right there on the sideline in front of him with his back towards the fans. And he says, "Hey, Westbrook." Russ turns around and says, "What did you call me?" He says, "I said Westbrook." Russ then goes to the official and security and has the fan ejected. And, you know, you would think, oh, I'm sure this fan is just lying. This can't be right. That can't be all that he said, right? According to this fan, according to the New York Post, he met with security in the back. They spoke to him. And security said, quote, "Look, we verify what happened with Russell. You can go back to the game. He only missed a few minutes of action."
And you know what? Bravo to security, Rob G and Chris. Bravo. You can't start throwing people out for that.
I'm with you.
I mean, come on.
And Kyrie's been trying. Did he get one fan ejected? He's just trying to get another one? Was trying to get another? Look. If you want to start ejecting, and obviously the arenas aren't going to do this, thankfully, Rob, as
right.
You said. If players can't handle someone calling them a derogatory name that, you know, that's not going to get your family.
That's not dirty. That's not racist.
Right. I'm so.
Non-threatening. Come on.
I mean, again, Rob, this is what we brought this up with society. I mean, people want you canceled. This is really just a microcosm of this society today.
You can't call somebody Westbrook? I mean, like what? It's like a creative name. Just like it's funny.
It's funny. It's creative. It makes a statement. And, Rob, look, when they used to, Patrick Ewing used to have to try to play when fans brought bananas and, you know, like that stuff.
Do you remember in college, Chris, there were signs. Patrick, I bet you can't read this sign.
Right.
Like that stuff. They were throwing banana peels at him. I mean, are you kidding me? That's racist as hell.
Right. But if it's not racist, nothing like that. Like
non-threatening.
Really?
Right.
I'm just
But thank God, though, that the security people reacted correctly, which is
I'm starting to wonder about some of these players. You can't handle somebody. I mean, if I'm playing, and they Boosard, boo.
Right, there you go.
Like, I can't handle that.
Chris, you heard that when you were playing. That sounds good. You should patent it. Boosard.
I mean, I'm sorry. This is like going too far. And again, it's not just the players. It is our society in general. It is just unbelievable what people just want to stroll through life with flowers thrown at their feet. And everything is perfect. And look, that would be awesome. That'll be heaven. Make sure you get there. All right. But on this life, on this earth, you will have trouble. You will have challenges. You will have people that don't like you. You will have people try to stand in your way and put obstacles in your path. And we don't want that systemically. But I'm talking about just individuals. Did everybody, Rob, did you ever have people at school that didn't like you?
Yes. They right? Because I was 6'9" in eighth grade, they called me Robot. That was my nickname instead of Robert. They called me Robot.
You didn't have him ejected? School expelled?
I said, I know the guy, Anthony Humphrey. Can you get Anthony Humphrey? I still remember his name, Chris, because he made a nickname for everybody, all the kids. Anthony Humphrey. We had a woman, a teacher, Miss Glickman, and she had like a pot belly, and she had no behind, Chris, like a flat butt. Miss Glickman. And Anthony Humphrey came up with, he used to say, Miss Glickman, he called her Miss Butt in the front.
It's life. It's life. Everybody's not going to be your cheerleader. Right? So I'm just, like I said, it's not even just the players, although I would expect more from them. Come on, man. But it's just our society in general. So, all right, we going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. We talked about a lot. We talked about Westbrook's throwback game. I think he's built to be a one or a two. He's not going to win you a championship, is that? But he's built to be a one or a two. I think you'll have better success for him at that position. You can talk about that. Talk about, is this his redemption? Going to be his redemption playing with the Clippers this year? Or you might want to weigh in more on the whole Westbrook situation and him trying to get people kicked out of the game for saying that and just the overall oversensitivity of our society today. Your turn to weigh in, 877-996-6369.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade. With the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
All right, it's the Odd Couple TV theme song Thursday, live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. Then all your protection will be in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on all that we talked about regarding Russell Westbrook. Your thoughts.
All right. Let's kick it off here. We're going to go with Carlos, Chris, and Charlotte. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Carlos?
I'm doing fine. How about you guys?
Doing great.
You're good, man. How about you?
No, I mean, the sensitivity of Russell Westbrook, I was telling the guy who, like, brought me in, hey, by the way, I am a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Appreciate you.
Great. Thank you.
Yes,
good
sir.
To have you.
It's so funny because my buddy and I, and this is like the 1990s, it was like the Seattle Supersonics and Charlotte Hornets. That's when they got their franchise, I guess, at that point. We were up in the damn bleeding nose, and we like migrated down to the damn on court. And we were harassing Gary Payton. And every time he came down, he pointed to us, and we were like, really giving him a hard time. And every time he came down, he's like, I'm going to get a three on you. He came down, shot the three, came back, pointed at us. He was not sensitive about it.
Right.
I don't get it.
Yeah. It's a different world, and you can't say anything about anybody, and you can't josh or play around. As long as we, Chris and I agree, as long as it's not, thanks, Carlos, for the call. As long as you're not doing anything like racist or, you know, calling out somebody's family or getting, you know, or threatening, Chris, like if you're threatening somebody, we
right.
get all that. Westbrook is a reason to try to get somebody thrown out of an arena? I mean, throw everybody out at that point. Obi.
What did we used to say when we were kids, Rob? We were taught.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names can never hurt.
Names will never hurt me.
That's what we said. And because this is not new.
As 4 and 5 year olds, we used to say that.
Exactly. Obi in Los Angeles. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Obi?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Great show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
You can imagine what I had to go through with a name like Obi when
exactly.
I was growing up.
Oh, I can imagine.
Going to say Obi-Wan
Kenobi.
I bet you were called that a few times.
Exactly. So I just think that what's happened is we've allowed this being up in our feelings to go a little too far. I mean, it's one thing to appreciate how people feel about the way things are, but to let it go as far as we've become has made problems, and that's what's going on. I mean, people have gotten a little too far with it. That's all I wanted to say. And again, thank you guys for taking the call.
You're right on
the
money.
You guys have a great show. You guys are great, always.
Thank you, Obi. Appreciate the call. Thank you so much. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. The world's greatest DJ, Ty Shirt again, man. Putting it down on a TV theme song Thursday, man. I'm loving it. Happy opening day.
No doubt.
My man Gary Sheffield Jr. putting it down for the MLBBro.com fam. Gotta love that.
He did a great job.
That had to be the greatest MLB baseball interview I've heard on the show in quite a long time. And that's saying something because y'all talk more MLB than any other national show I've ever listened to. So big ups to him.
Why you leave Steve DeSager out when you shout out everybody? No? Give Steve some love.
Hey, yo, Steve. Steve is not only the funniest update anchor, but he's the most consistent update anchor with the latest facts and always got a funny joke, man. I'm not going to leave my man out next time. But in terms of this topic, man, in the words of the famous Kobe Bryant, soft. Come on, man. We used to have guys like Reggie Miller, Michael Jordan, Rasheed Wallace, and like I just said, Kobe. They were inspired when the fans brought them that heat. They stepped up to the moment, would interact with the crowd. And some of the best moments we've had outside of the Mouse and the Palace have been interactions between fans and the superstars. Why are we all of a sudden putting them on the pedestal instead of living up to what they're expecting out of us? Greatness. I feel like y'all already pretty much capped it off. And if y'all can't get with that, man, come on, Westbrook. You will forever be Westbrook, and that will be forever your legacy if you can step up to the plate now.
There you go, Sean.
No, and Rob, I'm trying to think of the details of when Shannon got into it with the Grizzlies. I don't even remember what he was just saying something to Dylan, right? He's too small or something, and then Dylan went.
Yeah, that was kind of.
But
weird.
It shouldn't even be. I mean, when Spike Lee did that, it became a fun, you know what I mean?
Right, but it was fun
thing with Reggie. Like it didn't have to become like we gonna fight.
You know, that was too much.
You can't, because you're saying I can't guard LeBron or something like that.
Let's squeeze in Chris Kyle real quick. Kyle from Alabama. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up,
hey,
Kyle?
Chris. Well, not much, Chris and Rod. I have a funny story. When I lived in Oklahoma, OU was playing Texas one day, and Dick Vitale was calling the game. Well, back when Texas had T.J. Ford, so somebody made a sign that says, Dick Vitale loves TJ. TJ loves.
Right.
You get the reference.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Okay. Thank you. This is a family show.
With my last name being Mottinger in school, I got named Mott's Applesauce.
See?
I rolled with it.
You just roll with it. Everybody, they have a name for everybody, right? Chris, what they call you in school? Light, bright,
well,
damn
when
near?
When I was little. Not school. It was before my school age, or kindergarten.
Glow stick, right?
They called me Goldilocks. Because of my hair. You know, I had this big golden afro. So, yeah, I mean, you know, it was what it was.
Goldilocks. You know? Nice.
Yeah.
Not glow stick, though, right? That was
never
later
was
in
called
life.
Glow stick until Kwame.
Kwame, yes.
Kwame. Where's Kwame? His 15 minutes is over.
They've been up for like 2 years now. I'm sorry.
It really was about 15 minutes.
He
maybe
had
15
it.
Days.
Yeah, he had his 15 days. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, of course, Chris and Rob. Tyser's Tower of Trivia is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and it's time for Tyser's Tower of Trivia.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast, soon-to-be small business owner, our resident DJ.
Really?
None other. Alex.
Great
Tasher.
So, Chris, if I can pull one of the special Rob Parker moments where I'm like, Chris, I got some big news, Chris. A lot of stuff, a lot of years in the work here, Chris. It's my baby. I do have some. I
does
do
that sound like magnesium in my mouth?
What'd you say?
I was laughing, or I would have grabbed that sound clip. Yes, but well, Chris is tactical. Chris is
that,
tactical Rob, now.
I know. What
See,
was
I
that?
I knew when to drop my stuff.
So basically, I have something I'll announce soon for you guys here. It's in the works, but it's something big. It's taken me a while because me and my guy had to get some connections in Japan. Everything's working out. So big news. Big news soon for you guys. Very excited.
Wow. Okay.
I love it.
I'm excited
love
for
it.
You.
I wonder That's how great. Big MLBBro.com is in Japan. We're going to find out.
That's right. We're thinking about naming it something else, but I'm not sure.
Please don't, Rob.
I'm gonna leave that,
Stop.
There.
Rob, we like you here. No.
All right, I'm gonna leave it right there.
All right, it is MLB opening day, so all of these questions are baseball related. I flipped a coin during the fantastic Steve DeSager update, and Rob Parker gets question number one. So let's get to it, because you know the rules already. Rob, Yankees slugger, reigning MVP, Aaron Blank hit a homer today in the first at-bat on opening day. Rob.
Judy.
I'm sorry, Rob. Am I ready? I don't know. You didn't ask me.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. You threw me off there. Gosh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to keep the show just moving.
Oh, that's right.
You know,
that's
don't
right.
Say
Good
anything.
Point. I'm sorry.
Nothing
I'm gonna
extra.
Stop.
I'm
yeah,
just,
okay.
Just
give it,
talking.
Give me one more
you
time.
Heard him. Yes.
Reigning MVP Aaron Blank hit a homer.
Judy. There's a show I remember. Judge Judy.
Yeah!
Correct. Let's go, Rob.
10 points for the home team.
Is she not have a show anymore because HD? Like, it just made her look older now? Or? I'm just asking a serious question.
You know she makes like $50 million.
No way.
Yes.
Yeah, she does.
She does
make a ton.
And she only works like, I looked it up before.
Because
like,
she tapes them all.
She,
no.
tapes, she makes like 85 days a year.
You're kidding
and
me.
She made, yep, because they tape like 5 shows a day.
And wow. Rob works 350 days to make $80,000
right,
a year.
Right. Ridiculous. I got to work every day. I haven't had a day off since August, I mean, and I'm still not making money.
I saw in the new agreement for your deal, Chris had to take all your vacation time just so you can keep going, man.
Just take it. All right, here we go.
I guess I'll be on Sirius soon. I'm just saying.
Level number 2 over to Chris Broussard. Chris, MLB revealed a series of new rules this season, including a pitch blank aimed to improve pace of play.
Huh.
All right, Alex, you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you, Chris.
All right, here we go.
Chris, enough of the small talk.
Time?
Okay, I was going to say Time? Something that probably isn't right. Give me the question again, Rob G.
They got a new rule, including a pitch blank aimed to improve pace of play.
Time?
Think of the question.
One word, Chris.
Oh, see? It should be disqualified. No, you didn't. I don't do that.
Bobby, last part again. Last part of it.
It's a pitch blank to speed up pace of play.
I'm pretty sure it's the clock, right?
That is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
See, the best answer, though, the best clue would have been cuckoo.
That would have worked, too.
Yeah,
would
clock.
You have gotten that?
Cuckoo clock.
Cuckoo clock. Everybody knows
good.
A cuckoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why
good.
People had cuckoo
you
clocks in their house.
That was good.
Though. Cuckoo.
That was okay. A dumb invention if you think
right?
about it.
Right? Like who wants that thing going off every hour in their house?
I wouldn't.
Right?
Wakes you up at least.
Cuckoo
right.
clock.
Here we go. Level number 3 of Tyshirt Tower Trivia MLB Opening Day
he's
Edition.
He's clearly trying to stall.
Cardinals pitcher.
Stall after that first answer.
Rob, Cardinals pitcher Adam Wainwright made headlines on Thursday when he sang the blank anthem before the game.
Come on.
Alex?
Hi, Rob.
Does he even need to give a clue?
American?
Stop.
The blank anthem?
This is for MLB America. It's the national anthem.
Yes. God, this next one better be as easy as that. My God.
Level number 4.
You know why I know that, Chris? Because MLB bro, and that I needed to know.
That's right.
That's right. Shameless plugs. Colorado blank pitcher Daniel Bard will start the season on the injured list due to anxiety issues stemming from being heckled at the World Baseball Classic.
That's a lot of extra for a name there, Rob G.
That is.
we were just talking about.
We were.
Were we?
I mean, well, Alex
doesn't
listen to the show.
What was the heckling that bad,
gosh.
Rob?
No, because people were upset that they said he injured Altuve And
yeah, that was really the one. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, but they said he didn't have his best stuff in some of the big games, and so yeah.
Okay. All right. You ready, Alex?
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Here we go.
I don't like these name ones.
Mountains.
Give me again, Rob G.
Mountains.
Colorado blank pitcher.
Blank.
Daniel
picture.
Bard.
Rocky.
That is correct.
Yes!
Rocky.
Should have just said Balboa. That would have been an easier one.
Yeah, Rocky Balboa.
I like making it a little tough, though.
I was going to say Coors.
Thanks, Chris. Coors Light.
All right, level number five. We had a perfect game going on opening day. That never happens.
That's right.
Rob, the Giants have had a different starter in left field on opening day for 17 straight seasons.
Jeez.
Something local fans refer to as the blank bonds curse.
Okay, Alex.
Hi, Rom.
Oh, I gotta go quick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
No chit chat.
No.
Okay.
Too much. Too much. Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay.
Come on.
God. Okay.
I need something good, Rom.
You can pass if you want.
No, I'm not passing. Okay.
Sounds like he's passing.
Okay, no, here we go. Here we go.
I think Cam's got some advice.
Tell me how these randoms keep me in touch.
Wow.
So true. What do you got?
Okay.
That's the best
Cam!
Job ever.
We first, it was Cam routes. That's
okay.
Routes.
Strawberry.
I do.
Hit the buzzer. Hit the buzzer.
That's violation.
You used the word in the word, right?
I said strawberry.
Yeah.
I said strawberry.
If you had said straw.
Is it berry?
It is berry.
Is it berry?
Yeah, but that's a
no, but
do I get the point?
No, wait a minute. Strawberry is B-E-R-R-Y.
No, but it's word.
Jeez,
no.
Louise.
I said this berry.
Right. It forfeits over to Chris.
Oh, that's not
fair. If Chris gets this, it's over.
How is berry and berry the same?
Do I get the point? Do I get the point?
There's a new rule. There's a new rule added.
That's great. How is Barry and Barry the same?
How is Barry and Barry the same?
Right, here we go. Over to Chris Broussard with a chance to win. Shohei Ohtani's the big name, but many feel that his teammate Mike Blank is actually the best player in baseball.
Ohtani-san.
Big fan of Ohtani.
I love Ohtani.
All right.
I need a jersey.
I think Alex needs to hear the question again.
Yeah, probably.
Ohtani is the big fish, but many feel that teammate Mike Blank is the Angels' best player. So subtle.
Okay, I think I'm maybe nervous.
Alex, all right, here we go.
Okay.
Rainbow?
Oh, you doing a fish reference. You going that rainbow trout, Chris.
That is correct. We have a new
bring in the
champion.
Bongos.
We don't have time. We're late.
It ain't a
We're
new
late.
Champion.
We're late.
It's the rainy.
No chit chat. Get right
champion.
To the commercial, Alex. We don't have time
Let's
for
rock,
all this.
Rock with me. It's opening day, man. Groove with a brother. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties, or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Odd Couple, wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday from the TireRack.com studios. That was a Progressive play of the day. Progressive making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. It is MLB's opening day, and that means Rob and I are dropping our predictions. Here we go.
Changed. All right, here we go. It is the official Odd Couple MLB preseason prediction. These picks have been in for hours now, but we just waited to unveil them because we wanted to build the suspense.
Yes.
As we're also building the suspense of the MLB on Fox theme music, which will be bumping in these speakers any moment now. But let's get it started. If you listen to the Inside the Parker podcast hosted by the legend Rob Parker, you already know who he's picking. There it is. But for the rest of you lay people,
them, inside the park,
we're going to get it started with Chris Broussard in the American League. We need your Cy Young prediction.
Rob, I think this one will surprise you.
Uh-oh.
Houston Astros, Christian Javier.
He has no idea who that is, Rob.
I'm not mad at you. No. I'm not mad at that. Okay.
Rob Parker.
You don't think that's a good pick?
Yeah, no, I'm not mad at that. I'm going to go at Garrett Cole. Did you see what he did today?
Yeah, he came
11 strikeouts in the opener.
Wasn't that a Yankees record for opening day?
Yeah.
That was shocking to me.
Yeah, that was a record. 11 strikeouts is a lot, but 11 strikeouts, only two walks, Chris. He looked fabulous. And, you know, Gerrit Cole, he's been through some ups and downs. Remember when they put the star tack and all that or whatever it was called?
Spider tack.
I'm sorry. What do I call it? Star tack. That was Star Trek. That was a TV show. Okay. Yes.
All right. Let's move over to the National League. Rob Parker, give me your NL Cy Young Award
winner. He's struggling right now. But Blake Snell, the lefty from the San Diego Padres, is 1-0 Rockies, two outs in the first, runners on first and third. But sometimes the best pitchers struggle right out of the gate, Chris, and after they get out of the first inning.
A lot of them do.
But I like Snell because the Padres, if they're going to win with the offense they have, I like Snell to win a lot of games this year.
I wanted to go with Max Fried, but didn't he pull his hamstring today?
Yeah.
He got injured, so I was going to go with him. I'm going to go with Julio Urias.
Okay, for the Dodgers, the lefty.
Yep. All right. I like him. That's my pick.
I was kind of hoping Chris was going to go with Verlander and then be like, oh, shoot, but he's already out for
two
weeks.
Hey, when you sign a 40-year-old pitcher.
All right, let's keep it moving.
Too old for me.
Back to the AL. The MVP, the big award, the Shohei Ohtani Invitational.
That's right. Chris?
Chris Broussard.
Shohei Ohtani! Yes, he's my AL MVP. Yes, indeed. And let's judge another 65 or, you know, hit 65 homers. I think Shohei, as long as he's healthy.
I hate to agree with you, but I'm going to pick Shohei, too, because I think – Judge would have to have better than what he did.
If he
does that or he does 59 or something like that, it won't be enough. It has to be like more. Now, he's off to a good start with a home run today in the opener, but he got a long way to go. And I agree. It's got to be like he hit 70. Oh, my God.
Right.
All right, quickly,
Rob.
I'd love
to see that, though.
NL MVP. It's kind of wide open this year. Who you got?
I am going with Trey Turner.
Trey Turner from Philly. I like that.
I like to see him, obviously he played well in the World Baseball Classic. I think he's going to parlay that into a fantastic season.
Nice. I want to pick, I'm going to go Manny Machado, who finished second place, Chris. I think with the Tatis added and all the other the lineup that they have, I think he goes over the top this year, and he's the MVP.
All right, Rob, back to you. The moment we've all been waiting for, your official World Series prediction. If you missed it on the Inside the Parker, get it right now on the iCouple, Rob Parker.
I'm going to go with, I know I've been trying this combination for a couple years now. Padres over the Yankees in Game 7. Padres. Chris, I'm all in. I'm pushing all my chips to the middle of the table. They got Hader out of the bullpen. They got a rotation that I love. And that lineup getting Tatis back, I'm all in on the Pods.
You're not going to believe this, Rob.
What?
Because we did not consult, and you know I never listened to Inside the Parker.
No, never.
I've got the same World Series, Yankees-Padres, but I got the Yankees.
Wow.
Yankees prevail. This is the year. Aaron Judge solidifies his place as an all-time Yankee great because the 60, you know, the most homers won't do it. Got to win a ring, and I think this is the year. The iCouple, we're out. Peace!
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.